You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
High interest debt is one of the toughest opponents you'll face. Unless you power up with a SoFi personal loan. A SoFi personal loan could repackage your bad debt into one low fixed rate monthly payment. It's even got super speed, since you could get the funds as soon as the same day you sign. Visit SoFi.com/power to learn more. That's SoFi.com/power. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Grant Bills and Paul Immig are with us. It's We bring it to you maybe 46 times a year. I like that we're in we've got our because I was going back through old tweets and video, and we're, even though this isn't like the most professional looking thing on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, hit him up for your insurance needs. Our camera angles were shit. It was blurry. It's just funny to look at the ones from 3 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Oh, really?
What are we doing?
Yeah, I remember doing it, and I'm just thinking of the apartments that I used to do it in. Yeah, it's been...
But you were always sitting like this, where your head was, you know, how people do.
Framed like Larry David.
Yeah, exactly. So my gripe of the week... We can start.
It's Bart Winkler's gripe of the week, brought to you by.
Besides just the fact that I'm an overall utter asshole in all things life, I was talking about this. This is how I started Monday's show, and the moment it happened, I knew how I was going to start Monday's show. First of all, I thought we might have an emergency pod on Saturday, the way things were going. You know that moment when your weekend begins. When the final Fred Flintstone bird goes, and then you can leave work Friday at 5 for some. And even if you like have a weekend where there's stuff you don't want to do, or there's a weekend where you're not sure, there's that feeling of anything's possible. Anything is possible. It's an incredible feeling. You work so hard for that feeling. And most of your weekends are going to be the same dog shit weekends that they always are. You're going to drink too much, hide how much you drink from your wife. common stuff.
Of course.
And so mine is at Friday at 1 a.m. or Saturday. But 1 a.m. to start the weekend. And, you know, I enjoy that. I savor that. I go home. I watch some Friday Night SmackDown. I have a couple of RTDs, ready to drink cocktails. And I cram about a whole weekend night into 1 hour, and then I go to bed. But as soon as I got... I mean, I should almost play the voicemail. Should I just play the voicemail?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably should.
I'll play the voicemail. I got this voicemail as soon as I got off the air, and I kept his name quiet on the show, but he did call me. And when I say voicemail, let me backtrack USA a minute. One of the worst things I've ever done in my life was give out my phone number on the air.
I told you at the time when you did it, it was a really bad idea.
What were you expecting? like, what was the goal there?
To prove to Chuck that it didn't matter.
Yeah, but he was right, and it did.
Chuck was right.
Yeah. And then I started reading Chuck's number. I go 414. He's like, stop! Chuck, I've said nothing. I've said absolutely nothing.
I would have also felt like Chuck in that moment.
Same.
414.
We're on Team Chuck on this, so keep going.
My zip code is 5. Stop! All right, so I got this voicemail on the Not Carl's Place voicemail line. 402-915-BART. I got it on my own phone number.
Which is what?
920.
Stop!
Hey, Bart. This is Scott from Baltimore. I got some hot information. I'm not sure if it's legit, but it's kind of crazy if it is. But I heard Giannis got traded to the Knicks. It's going to go public today, later Saturday. Just want to get your thoughts on that, see if you knew anything about that. But I just put in some wagers on the Knicks over in their game-winning totals. Knicks for the division, and the Bucks under in wins for the season. Hope it's not true, but I think it is. Pretty good source. Thanks. Bye.
So for various reasons, I'm hot. The start of my weekend is ruined. This guy called my phone. I think Giannis is getting traded to the Knicks. So I go online, and I'm searching Giannis Knicks, trying to figure out where this happened. And there's a tweet that goes, rumors are hot on the dark web that Giannis is getting traded to the Knicks. But you could say that about anything. No one knows how to access the dark web. There is no dark web. I could just say, hey, I'm on the dark web, just saw this. And people are like, oh, shit. And then there was somebody that Photoshopped him following all these Knicks players on Instagram. But all you got to do is look at Giannis's Instagram, and there's no sign of that. But I'm like, you know, he's overseas. He said that weird thing about probably Milwaukee. It's very possible he could get traded at some point this offseason, although I think that window's passed. But still, you know, a guy's calling you at 1 in the morning. You're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And he called you with the same cadence and delivery that you'd call a radio show. That's 100%. That's my favorite thing is like, he spoke like he wasn't talking directly to your personal.
I wonder sometimes people Google me, they see the number. Oh, because there is a website, and I emailed them this week. I go, fuck you. I'm coming after you. Because I scrubbed all my stuff, but then there's still some that pop up. But whatever. Just be respectful. If you're gonna find it, and the people that I've given it to, you know, over the year that one time, they've been respectful. I don't mind. But 2 a.m. Baltimore time, mind you. Then a half hour later, I got an email from someone else entitled Giannis Traded to the Knicks. I just took Knicks over game totals for season and division and Bucks under game totals for season. So two guys are telling me this, and two guys are also telling me they scored these over-unders. You want to get in, because if Giannis is traded to the Knicks, the overs are going to go up, and the Bucks unders are going to go down. So you have an opportunity to get an edge and make some money here. That's that. And so,
$10.
Yeah, so now I'm pissed that this trade rumor is on my ears, that people are rushing to contact me, and they're not contacting me to tell me anything other than they took an over, and it's blowing my mind. So I wake up thinking the next day, okay, here we go, and then nothing happens, and it gets to be Saturday at night, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this. They called me, I'm gonna text them. So at Saturday around 7 o'clock, the guy that called me, I said,
Scott in Baltimore.
Scott, I said, still waiting on this trade, boss. Me too. Very surprised. Info usually spot on.
Yeah, I bet.
I said, well, good luck sweating that $50 you threw on the Knicks.
Let me guess. Did he hedge? He has a hedge. He has a plan to hedge.
Grant, the following text is, I wish it was only 50, but I will hedge plenty of time. No biggie.
Of course, yeah.
And then I said, if you need money so bad, just DoorDash for a weekend. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
dude, I don't need money. It's a business. Doing a long time. I said, leave me out of it. The email guy.
Wait, can we take a step back?
Yeah.
Didn't you not, because now the cat's out of the bag, didn't you not tell this caller who you're now texting that you aren't Bart, that he called the wrong number?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Initially, I had texted him back that night pretending to be a wrong number. Just to...
But now does he know that it wasn't a wrong number?
Yeah, I don't fucking care. I don't know. And then the email guy, I go, well, first, that guy started emailing that night. I said, what are you telling me? He goes, a reliable source told me. I said, bro, you're not a reporter. What do you know?
Lose my number, bro.
And then he said something I don't understand. And then on Saturday, I said, did the trade go through yet? He said, no. Haven't seen it. And then last night I said, still waiting. Haven't heard. So, I don't know. Maybe Giannis is getting traded to the Knicks.
I think the worst part about all of this, I have so many comments.
Well, I fished around very briefly with name.
Oh, you did?
I just said, look what this fucking guy is calling me about at 1 a.m. And he goes, personal phone is crazy, man. I was hoping he'd be like, nah, dude, there's no shit going on.
He didn't do that, though, did he?
But, no.
Did he send it to Jim O on Blue Sky?
Or Discord?
I forgot.
The craziest, my least favorite part of that is that the proposed trade, as you shared with me, as a result of your...
Oh, yeah. OG for Mikal Bridges.
OG and Mikal Bridges for Giannis. Like, at first I was like, okay, I'm like exploring, like, hey, let's do some trade machine stuff and see what actually works. And then in theory, Giannis, who doesn't really have a position, who is going to essentially maybe be the Bucks' like lead guard facilitator this year, assuming he's a Buck, do you need Brunson and Giannis? Would the Knicks actually do Brunson that dirty? I mean, I think Brunson would get it. He would understand, oh, I'm being traded for Giannis. I must be a really good player. But Brunson gave up millions of dollars so that the Knicks could sign all his friends and his former college teammates. So I was like, okay, but you have to – I mean, Brunson has to be in it. Towns wouldn't be in it, A, because – hey, girl. But, I mean, hey, A, because Cat's not a player.
Come on.
Cat's not a player I enjoy. But, B, you just had Miles Turner. So, like, you wouldn't do that. So, then, well, it's not going to be OG and Bridges because why would the Bucks do that? There'd have to be a better offer. That would be just a step better than the package that the Mavs got for Luka. Like, if you're like, oh, who'd the Bucks get? Bridges and OG. I'd be like, the fuck? Like, just what? That can't possibly be the deal. So that was my least favorite part. The other thing that was surprising, and then, Grant, please share your thoughts on all of this. This is the first time of me hearing the voicemail itself. I think this guy, to Grant's point a few minutes ago, thought he was calling a station line because it was...
I get a lot of phone calls on my phone.
He wasn't even being, like, intrusive or like, hey, is this really, like, your phone, man? Like, I have...
Yeah,
I
get a lot of phone calls.
He was calling as a radio caller. So I'm almost, like, ready to say he didn't do anything wrong because he thought he was calling a studio line or a voicemail line for the show or something.
Yeah, but the issue with that, Paul, is that people may not transgress me, but I perceive it that way.
That is a you problem.
Because I've got so many years of built up.
And it was, you know, like you said, you had just rang the Flintstone bell, you were done for the week, and then you had to not only have that happen, but then it was terrible news had it been real. I get it. But also, hearing the tone of his voicemail helps his situation, in my opinion. Grant, your takeaways.
I just don't like the gambler brain. I have nothing against sports gambling. I just...
A guy called last night to tell me that he lost his... He's like, oh, the Hawks, they were 4-0 in summer league, and then they didn't make the playoffs. I had him 50-1.
I don't care. I don't care. It's like nobody cares about your fantasy team. That was the thing for the longest time. I don't care about. And the fact it's like, well, I want to let you know, I got the division odds at whatever. It's like, dude, can you
I would care.
You probably would. The problem with you is you'd bet like $4. And it's like, well, what is this whole exercise worth then? If you're putting $4 on it, who cares?
If you're like, Bart, I know this over is going to hit. I threw $5,000 on it. I shouldn't be doing this. I took out money that I don't have, but I'm lock solid on this. But if you're just like, oh, I caught the Knicks. They're 49.5. They might go up to 52.5, but I caught them at 49.5. A couple hundy. Then what is, I don't care. Again, go work a shift at a bar.
Yeah. DoorDash for a weekend. Just make extra. I don't know. I don't care. I have nothing against sports gambling. And if I was rich, maybe I'd do it. Richer, excuse me. I'm bathing in money, obviously. I just.
Well, with that shirt, like it's, I mean,
it's got to be a part of. Bukowski made fun of this last time.
It looks like a shirt I wore for picture day in eighth grade.
It just has to be a part of everything.
I have that picture.
It has to come up in everything. Please,
I'm getting
it. There you
go.
Let's get this out of the way with at the beginning of the show. I like your haircut, by the way, Paul. It looks good. I need a haircut this week.
Your various views is short.
Mm. See? So here's me through the years. Eighth grade. There's the shirt. Same shirt.
Yeah.
Ninth grade.
11th grade, you were having a rough day in 11th grade. What was wrong on that day?
Look at nice senior smile. Good for you.
Where's the worst one? Oh, 8th grade. 7th grade, no good either.
Oh, boy.
6th grade, I was cute.
Why do you have that just ready to go?
Because the last time my parents were here, they're like, here you go. I'm like, what?
This is for you. This is for me.
Every time they come here, they're like, here's something from your childhood.
I can't.
And then the last time it was like something I gifted to them. I'm like, no, I gave this to you.
I hate that. Oh. I love getting rid of that stuff. It's so freeing.
I'll take it back, I guess. So I should be lighter on these people?
Maybe, actually.
Oh.
I just don't know that exchange had to define your whole weekend, which is seemingly what happened.
No, other stuff took over my weekend.
Yes, it did.
All right, Happy Place Hemp, promo code BAR, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. There it is. When you get to the checkout, you type in my name, and then you get 25% off every time you do it. The sampler pack. Is a good way to start. You know what? One of my buddies the other day is like, oh, yeah, I go to this one place. I go, excuse me? Yeah, I go to this one place. I don't know. It's kind of expensive. I said, Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Get me some. Like, I just gave you 25% off. Gummies, tinctures, the CBD, CBN. I got to get out there for Timmy. I promised him. The seltzers as well. Those are good to sip on throughout the weekend, especially when you're high strung about nonsense. Like your boy, happyplacehemp.com.
Learning a new language opens the door to new friends, new cultures, and maybe even a whole new life. So why not start the journey today? There's over a dozen languages available to learn at your own pace so you can achieve your goals with material tailored to your individual proficiency level, interests, and time availability. I'm finally learning French after taking classes in high school and thrilled to finish what I'd started years ago. And my favorite part about Babbel is that it's dialogue-based. It helps me to actually practice conversations, and the speech recognition ensures I'm saying words, correct them all. So get talking with Babbel. I want you to learn another language, so I'm teaming up with Babbel to gift you 55% off subscriptions, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bluewire. Get up to 55% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire, babbel.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
today. We'll attempt a feat once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. It requires merely one thing, a SoFi personal loan. With it, you could save big on interest charges by consolidating into one low fixed-rate monthly payment. Defy high-interest debt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/stunt to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
Speaking of places that have products, now, I don't know when people are going to tune into this, but there is a Burger Watch in southeast Wisconsin.
Which, if they have a lead after the sixth inning tonight, does it become a burger warning? At what point meteorologically does it flip over?
It's very, very good question. Miz is on the mound. They'll fucking lose.
Oh, boy.
But this has to be like one of the greatest promotions around, because anytime they get to like seven wins, people are talking about G-Dub.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Dan Schaefer tweet, when's the last time you actually went there?
That's not like the 10, point, Dan.
Like 10 years ago. But I'm going this time. You're not a true fan if you don't get a free. Is it just one free burger? Is that the deal?
I do not know.
I was asking. No, I wasn't asking either of you. I was just asking. I was asking the audience.
Just generally.
Yeah. So you want to talk Brewers, or you want to pivot to Packers shareholders meeting,
and then we'll talk Ozzy at the end. Grant, you didn't have this news. Sometimes you.
I did. I broke it on the air.
You did.
Yeah.
During the Bill show.
Break it. Yeah.
Shit,
Ozzy died.
That's but yeah. No, I that's definitely cut in news. It is.
With all due respect.
Oh no. I'm deeply concerned what's about to come out of your mouth, as usual.
I feel like Ozzy's been died for a while. But he just had that show.
That's
so many rumors that are like Ozzy's dead. Is he? Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, 9 days ago he said, Mama. Mama, I'm coming home.
That's good sound. Did you watch the Osbournes?
Not really. Like, I would see clips and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Kelly, at the time, Kelly Osbourne was dating a guy of my favorite band. So,
which one?
The Used.
Oh.
Bert.
Yeah.
Bert McCracken was dating Kelly Osbourne during that.
Oh, wow.
And then did you see the video of the Slipknot DJ proposing to Kelly backstage in front of Ozzy last weekend?
No, that did not come up in my curated For You page. That's not news that normally makes it my way.
You got it. I mean, this is the important.
Did
stuff.
He propose with one of the ridiculous masks on his face, or did he have the decency to take the zipper off of his head?
There was no mask. There was no mask.
Okay.
No mask. Sid Wilson, by the way, is his name. Brewers. I asked you guys, believe it or not, post Kyle Kuzma trade. Remember when there were like really good post Kyle Kuzma trade vibes? Remember that? When like three games into the Kuzma experience, everyone was pretty stoked.
Us Kyle, included. I don't remember that.
It's a true story.
Financier?
What? The good news is we have it on tape. We can go back and listen to like those fleeting moments when we were like, Kuzma was the missing piece. And it was true for two or three games. I asked you guys, did you have mild Bucks optimism? And we were all like, oh God, I think I do. So here's how I'm going to phrase this for Brewers, who have the best record in baseball and through 100 games. You have serious Brewers optimism. You have significant Brewers optimism. Fill in the word for what you want to say, but you have a lot of Brewers optimism. And when I say it, I want you to be in the context of the things that could actually maybe be possible, not like small scale stuff. Like, yeah, I think they could win 90 games. Like, no, like go big. You have a lot of Brewers optimism. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Well, I posted a picture of Contreras and the standings last night. Oh, and the look on my kid's face when he got to put the Brewers helmet number one this morning
cool.
on our shelf. Oof. now it's, but my wife said the same thing I initially thought. She goes, oh, it's going to be a tough way down. Like when he, yep. Mm-hmm. First thought that I had as well. Look, this is exciting. There's no way around it. It's an 11 game win streak. You swept the Dodgers before and after the All-Star break. You played well into the All-Star break, which I feel like we've been concerned about in the past. You played well out of the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
With a little Brewers after dark, which hasn't been fun.
Brewers and Ned.
And it's, and you're like, you're beating these teams. You're winning these games. So this is very exciting. I just posted that picture, you know, someone said you're hanging the banner already. Folks, I do not hang banners with the Brewers. They hang banners when they make a wild card season with 28 wins, which I don't hate. They did make the playoffs, and that does deserve a pennant. If they're going to do it, they did it. Also, it just makes the park look better when there's more shit on the wall. It's like, why you don't, you get a bedroom, you, like your studio, all this shit behind us is decorated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I, you know what I'm getting sick of though is podcasts that have like 39 bobbleheads in front of them.
I blame Dan Patrick. Who dusts that desk? That's what I want to know.
Ariel Helwani, is that his name?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
He's done that now. It's just like Jesus.
We got a couple new additions to the studio. Romeo Dobbs had a signing at a card shop at Easttown Mall last week, and Ebo, our morning host, went and didn't get anything related to Romeo Dobbs, but got this autographed picture of Jose Canseco.
Wow,
was on sale. And also,
I think Paul saw it. Paul, give it for Paul.
Little show and tell. Nice. And also, a listener from Mondovi sent me a Fleet Farm Packers fridge magnet schedule in the mail.
Sweet.
Here, not to my personal address. So that's what's adorning our studio. It does look better with more pennants.
Mm-hmm.
So I, and then people respond with like, here's how they've done when you get excited about them, and then they let you down in the playoffs, right?
But is there a but coming?
There definitely is a but. And I don't know why this changed for me. And I think having a kid is a part of it. Because I was always anti-enjoy the ride.
Mm-hmm.
I want results.
Yep.
I want championships. But then I also, you can't like, you can't ignore the moments that you're in right now of, in this moment, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I just ruined my reel that I was going to make.
Start over.
I forgot. But in this moment, it's exciting. And there's joy of what they've done. There's hope of what they could do. And one thing that I'm trying to do, because I do fear so many things, I'm just trying to live in the moments of happiness that I do find. And this is making me happy. It's making me happy to see Brewers fans happy. It's making me happy that I can go to the park to pick up my kid and have something with the other dads to talk about. Mm. That's huge.
Dad talk.
There's a huge, when your baseball team is good as opposed to when they're bad, the level of small talk. Like, you go to, like, a Target or something, and you see someone wearing a Brewers hat. Normally, you're just like, oh, what the fuck? Who cares? I'm in Milwaukee. Now you might be like, free burgers. You're talking to strangers. Just by the baseball team being a little bit better, the whole vibe of the city is increased.
Yeah.
And that is why you pay the $3.93 a year to build the stadium or whatever it costs. That is why it's better to have a team than not have a team. So with the vibes, I'm very excited about the vibes. Now, can this particular team do it? There does need to be some additions at the deadline. Okay. I think a third baseman at a minimum. The Cubs are going to go out and get somebody. So if they like get Suarez, if we can match with a McMahon or even Arenado, I don't give a shit. There's got to be somebody. There's got to be and this is something that I've heard in the dugout a long ago. Even if you're not getting CC Sabathia or Juan Soto, if the Brewers go through the trade deadline and it comes and goes, that's a message from the front office and from the general manager.
Sure.
But if they just even do whatever they take to add anything, like even with the Bucks, just the fact that, yeah, we're doing some weird shit, man. We're stretching a contract for 5 years to go get Miles Turner. Like that will improve the morale of whatever team we have, because they're saying we're still in it. And if the Brewers trade deadline comes and goes, you gotta at least show the team that you have confidence in them. I know that we've had bites of the apple, and I know that it hasn't come, and I know that I've said this team is never gonna win a World Series. But something feel a little different though.
Mm-hmm.
Something feel a little different though. Maybe because we're in chase mode.
Mm.
But something does feel, Grant, a little bit different for me.
Pose the question one more time, Paul.
The last time we said it was you were suffering from mild Bucks optimism. So I'll keep the theme and say you are suffering from serious Brewers optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Or mm-mm.
Moderate to severe.
Suffering being the key word, because you're optimistic to the point that it's hard to live up to that level of expectation, because you started to feel the feels of like, oh, this might be the time, this might be the year. So think of it in that context.
I think it does help that they're chasing. I like that take from Bart a lot. And that might mean that they end up as a wild card, because I still think the Cubs are better. Doesn't mean the Cubs will win the division, but I think their offense certainly is more talented. Their pitching is a real issue. Like, they're running out of pitchers, especially if Ben Brown is going to continue to suck, and he was bad the other night. So I like that they have an opponent to chase, and I think that fits Murphy's MO and the way that this team operates better anyways. I think they're better with someone to chase or someone to compete directly with.
Sure.
I don't know about the postseason. The pitching and defense and that stuff is there. I think this offense has more of an identity than maybe the last couple. I don't know if they're good enough, but they have an identity, which mm-hmm. I think helps. And supplementing at the trade deadline, I don't really want to take Caleb Durbin out of the lineup. I'd add another outfielder. Joey Ortiz has been so good at short. He's a big reason why they've won the last couple of games.
Well, they don't need a pitcher, because getting Nestor Cortez is going to be like getting...
Well, they might not only need a pitcher, they might actually have to get rid of one or let one rot in AAA because they have so many. I will say, just on the idea of enjoying the ride... What's up?
What, Freddy for Suarez?
Freddy for Suarez?
No.
Mm-mm.
I have very much enjoyed this ride for two reasons. Number one, and I brought this up on my show a couple of times, like, this team just owns competition that are, like, in a funk. This happened with the Twins earlier this year when they were down in a bad way, or the Dodgers. They're down bad. They're injured. They're reeling. Things aren't going their way. When you're in that place as a team, the last team you want to play is this Brewers team, because they make you field all these little bullshit ground balls, and they make you hit the cutoff, and they make you do all this crap that you don't want to do when things aren't going your way.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think John Heyman on MLB Network the other day said, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And you saw that against the Dodgers. You saw it against the Twins the second time. The first time it was the opposite. So that's funny, and I enjoy that. I also enjoy what they're doing to Cubs fans. If I was a Cubs fan, I'd be pissed. They had a brutal schedule in June. They went 500, and I think they're 10-6 so far in the month of July. Pretty good. And they've lost a 6.5 game lead in the division. And if I was a Cubs fan, I'd be like, what the?
Yeah.
I think one of the moments from Monday that I might look back on if this team does do it, there was a play, because, you know, I've got the game on, I'm trying to watch. The way Yelich, like, ran like he was being chased by 1,000 bees to get home on one play. Yeah. It's like, if I'm getting that out of Yelly, you know, what does that mean I'm getting from everybody else? I was so pumped to see that.
It's funny. And like, game three against the Dodgers, I think they were up, I don't remember what the final score was, you know, on Sunday. And you just have Blake Perkins and Caleb Durbin just dropping down bunts for base hits. And, you know, Tommy Edman is at third going, God damn it. Like, why are you... Like, stop making me field this. Like, stop. Like, why? Yeah. And they pan to Murph, and he's just got this shit-eating grin on his face on the top rail of the dugout. Like, it is funny what they're doing to other teams. It's very entertaining. If I have to have a team that plays like this or relies too much on the home run ball and strikes out a lot, like, I would rather have this version of an imperfect team. They're much more fun to watch.
So what's your level of optimism then?
I have a good amount of optimism because I think this offense is going to come and go, but this pitching is legit. I mean, what the fuck? Woodruff's just good. Like, he's just the same Woodruff after being gone for over a year.
Crazy.
Okay. I think more or less on the optimism part is that I'm willing to let myself go there.
Well, that's yeah. I mean, again, that's the suffering from .. part of it, because are you willing to risk the pain of saying, you know what? I'm kind of getting a this is the year vibe right now. And then that's where the hurt comes in, because you've exposed yourself to the possibility of it not going that way. Depending on what word I would use, like significant Brewers optimism.
Moderate to severe is the language that I think came to my mind.
I like it. I was actually trying to think that. I wish I would have thought of that before I asked the question. I think mine would be closer to moderate than severe, but obviously growing by the day.
Flare-ups happen too, obviously.
What's that?
Flare-ups can happen too, or it could, you know, sure. Really ratchets up for a little while.
I'm seeing the ad right now as you describe it further. So I'm on the moderate scale now. Obviously, you need to... The winning streak won't last forever. You need to be able to sustain winning after that once the current mojo subsides, which it will over the course of the next 2.5 months. Maybe not. Maybe they just ride this thing for 3.5 months.
That's the ultimate cope from Cubs fans. And I'm not someone who like stalks Cubs fans on the internet. I don't really care. But when you hear people, well, you know, once the winning streak is over, then they're going to cool off. There'll be a losing streak. It's like cope. That's what that is. You can't downplay an 11-game winning streak because, at some point you're going to lose a bunch of games in a row.
Especially with an all-star break in the middle where you should have theoretically lost all of the momentum that you had built because the season paused.
Learning a new language opens the door to new friends, new cultures, and maybe even a whole new life. So why not start the journey today? There's over a dozen languages available to learn at your own pace so you can achieve your goals with material tailored to your individual proficiency level, interests, and time availability. I'm finally learning French after taking classes in high school and thrilled to finish what I'd started years ago. And my favorite part about Babbel is that it's dialogue-based. It helps me to actually practice conversations, and the speech recognition ensures I'm saying words, correct them all. So get talking with Babbel. I want you to learn another language, so I'm teaming up with Babbel to gift you 55% off subscriptions, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bluewire. Get up to 55% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Babbel.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
High interest debt is one of the toughest opponents you'll face. Unless you power up with a SoFi personal loan. A SoFi personal loan could repackage your bad debt into one low fixed rate monthly payment. It's even got super speed, since you could get the funds as soon as the same day you sign. Visit SoFi.com/power to learn more. That's SoFi.com/POWER. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.
The other question I want to ask about the Brewers. Grant, Barr, you've been tracking the team more closely than you have in previous years. You've been able to do that, which is fun. But Grant, obviously you track it very, very, very closely. I think I'm going to make a suggestion on the question of the Brewers MVP through 100 games is, and I don't know who I want to suggest.
I got one.
So make the suggestion. So Bart, I'll let you do it. The Brewers.
Say it.
The Brewers MVP.
Say it, Grant. Say it.
Through 100.
Let me set it up.
The Brewers MVP through 100 games is Sal Frelick. Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. Andrew Vaughn. By the way, Frelick. Do you want me to say Vaughn? Who do you want me to say? Peralta. Who do you want me?
No.
Who do you want me to say? Who was the big reveal?
Grant.
No, I'm not participating. Go ahead.
You don't know. You don't know what I'm going to say? I know you know what I'm going to say.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but I don't want to be wrong. No.
Say it.
You.
No.
He's asking you. You're going first.
No, you say it, please.
No, you hang up.
Please.
Not going
to. Come on. I need the moment.
I think the moment's long gone at this point.
Just say it.
Maybe I don't know who you're going to say.
Well, who are you going to say?
Something stupid like either Matt Arnold or Bob Uecker.
No, close though. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Bob Uecker.
Hey.
Smart ass.
No, you know who I actually think the MVP is?
Who?
I think you're looking at three of them right now.
I knew, I could tell by the tone it was going to be something dumb.
The fans.
The fans.
Hang the number 10, the 10th man.
Who's the MVP of this Brewers team?
No, seriously. Let's just stick just a position player.
You know what? If Mizorowski got the All-Star game, you might as well give him the MVP.
No, okay. Who is the Brewers MVP through 100 games? I'm just going to ask. Who is it? Who are even the top three in some order?
Well, Yelich.
Yeah, Yelich. Freddie.
Yelich is like, you know, his numbers.
Freddie has 11 wins, by the way.
Which, of course, is a stupid
Freddy's
wins. But
okay. No, it's not, Paul. Stop. Don't let the nerds tell you that.
But I'm one of said people of whom you're referring. I led the charge on this before it was cool to lead the charge on this, but you go ahead.
Freddie, Yelich.
Sal is not a bad play.
McGill.
I brought up.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Yelich.
Okay.
I just feel like, and I said this last week or 2 weeks ago, the team is not, I don't feel like, this is anecdotal, I don't feel like the team can be good while Yelich is bad. And I don't feel like Yelich can be playing well and then the rest of the team is bad.
Sure, sure.
I feel like the team goes as Yelich goes.
Yeah, I think that's fair. By the way, the reason I used Freelich's name, I think Yelich is a perfectly acceptable, maybe even the right answer. Let me reposition it this, and then I'll give you some background. The MVP of this Brewers winning streak is Andrew Vaughn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
If you know about weighted runs created plus, again, this is one where it's like 100 is the norm. Anything above 100 is good. Anything below 100 is bad. He's a 194. Andrew Vaughn is in a Brewers uniform.
He's got how many RBIs and how many games?
All right, I do.
12 RBIs in 9 games, 2 home runs. He's got a 17% walk rate while only having 8% strikeout rate. Like, he basically is averaging more than a double on any hit that he's had. I don't know. It's
of ridiculous. All these lame stats you like.
Yes. Weighted runs created is the best one, but go ahead.
I do like war. I do like that.
He has created almost a half a win in 9 games, which.
So Bryce Terang leads the team with 2.9.
Are you on Baseball Reference or FanGraphs?
The fourletternetwork.com.
Okay. I like FanGraphs. But the other
place.
By the way, Frelick, according, everyone has their little formula differences. Frelick is FanGraphs war leader for the Brewers.
Oh.
2.6.
How would they be different?
They value defense a little bit differently in the input
defensive metrics, like defensive runs saved versus the other defensive metric. Like one likes Terang a lot and another one not so much. I would just like to say that I think most defensive metrics are a crock of shit. And the nerds do this to themselves because a player will make a diving catch and then all the nerds on Twitter be like, 99% catch prob. It's like, no, it's not. It can't be that. It can't. I will fight people on that.
You're being a
bit. He got a bad jump. He dove to catch it. It can't be 99. You tell me it's 85? Fine. It can't. Like, the nerds just show off. Someone
like
robs a home run and fucking one of these.
For what it's worth, and Bart, I want you to tell me the one that you have up, but for FanGraphs, the Brewers' positional player war leaders are Frelick, and then tied for second are Churio and Isaac Collins, with Terang right below them.
Durbin's 2.2, Frelick's 2.2.
Frelick and Durbin, okay.
Well, now this is just batting stats. This is not defensive.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. Defense.
Whatever. Either way.
The lowest one that cost us half a game was Vinny Capra.
FanGraphs has his minus 0.7.
I mean, I think if this season's going to be defined by shit like Jacob Mizorowski came and played pretty well, pitched pretty well, and then they just threw him in the All-Star game because no one else wanted to go, and he's a hard thrower. And then some guys like I don't want to go to the pen. Just get me out of here. And the Brewers are like, okay, tomorrow. We'll get you out of here tomorrow.
We've been trying actively already to get you out of here.
For a former number three overall pick.
I was literally going to ask you next. I was going to say the most important moment of the 2025 Brewers season is Aaron Civale asking for a trade.
But then for Vaughn to come in right away and make an impact immediately.
Yeah. He had a home run against the Dodgers in the first inning that game.
It's ridiculous. Like, yeah. if Civale gets traded and Vaughn just like playing well, and it's like, oh, that worked out for the Brewers. But the fact that he made an immediate impact has been, you know, the fact that he's then producing in really a way that is funny, like laughable.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand if you're a Cubs fan and you're watching this Brewers team over the last, you know, 3 weeks with the All-Star break, it's like, how are they doing this?
This is why it's funny. Is imagine the perspective of a Cubs fan. They're having their best season in forever, and they got to look over like, oh, of course Andrew Vaughn's good for them. Because of course he is. Yeah. Trevor McGill, who's been on six different teams, is like the best closer in baseball after they got rid of Devin Williams and Josh Hader. Because of course he is. Like, it is funny. There's funny. There's a lot of comedic effect in sports if you just open up and allow yourself to laugh at things. Sports are hilarious. This is hilarious.
I do want to give some credit to Grant becoming like the initiator of the Andrew Vaughn meme game. You started it.
That picture next to Mizorowski. God, that's a cursed image.
And then now there's, of course, the one that goes around with Andrew Vaughn and the thumbs up in the dugout and him looking the way that he looks. You know, like, it's just.
He's 27, by the way. He's my age. Look at him. I'm like,
hey man, he had to toil over the White Sox. You'd look like beat to hell too if you had to do that. But I mean, I think in the NBA, if a player is good, a player is good. I mean, there are situations that make an NBA player better, right? Like, but I think
like where you're going with this.
An NBA player, I think you're gonna see what they are. I think the NFL is really dependent. Like quarterback, like especially. But defensive scheme-wise, I think it's not like, oh, this guy was a bust at six overall. I think it's like, yeah, but like, look where he got stuck. So I think that's true of football. Baseball, like you, of course, top three picks like Andrew Vaughn can fail in baseball, no matter where they go. But it's not a coincidence that you go from one of the worst franchises, one of the worst run franchises in baseball, as a former third overall pick, to then a very well-run, structured, consistent franchise, and immediately look like you should have been the number three overall pick all along, despite having just been traded for this, you know, Civale guy who, like, just refused to be a bullpen pitcher for the Brewers. And now that is not – and again, it's still a really tiny, teeny, tiny sample size for Andrew Vaughn as a Brewer.
What do you want to revisit that draft? It was Adley Rutschman, Bobby Witt Jr., Andrew Vaughn.
Wow. Yeah.
J.J. Bleday, Riley Green, C.J. Abrams, Nick Lodolo. Alex Manoah got drafted. Corbin Carroll at 16. Who did we take? Oh, Ethan Small.
Ooh, I liked him.
That was a miss.
I thought he was going to be the next Darren Ashby, who I thought was going to be the next Corbin Burns.
But like, even just along those lines, you know how like situationally dependent I think baseball careers can be.
Sure. Pitching for sure.
I mean, like, I know more about the Brewers pitching staff than I do the other teams. Okay. So I'll grant you that when I say this sentence,
but even if the Angels,
but if you're drafted by, if you're a pitcher coming out of college or high school and you have a good agent who's informing you about the league, you are thrilled to be drafted by the Brewers because they're going to get everything out of you. Like, the track record at this point is not coincidental. Like, we're saying, like, the Andrew Vaughn sample size is still small. The Brewers pitching development sample size is very large, relatively speaking, to the point where, like, I would be doing the type of thing where, you know, I'm trying to steer my client to the Brewers. I'm like, hey, he'll take a small, like, you know how like the slotting system for baseball, right? Like, hey, he'll go under slot if Milwaukee will. Hey, Milwaukee, will you draft him? I'll go under slot for you. No, not for the other team, but for you, I will.
because you know your payday down the road is going to be bigger, because that's how good the Brewers development is. I would steer my client to the Brewers.
Well, and we're talking about how good Andrew Vaughn has been. Like, Quinn Priester is probably the most shocking part of this team and their trajectory so far for me. Like, did you watch him against the Dodgers on Friday? Like, Jesus Christ. It's one thing to like, oh, you had a good game against Cincinnati because you induced a bajillion ground balls and they all went right to infielders and it was an efficient, you know, 7-inning shutout. Like, it's another to strike out 10 at Dodger Stadium in a game that wasn't a blowout, by the way. It was 1-0, I think, until the 7th or the 8th when Durbin hit that solo shot to center. It's
and you've insane. Eaten, you've eaten crow on Priester, so I won't rub that one in your face.
No, I think I was still right. They overpaid. He's been good, but they still paid too much. You can pay a lot of money for a meal that's delicious, but you could still pay too much. That's what I'm holding on to there.
You have seen what's happened in the past 3 months and still say overpay? Really?
I'm actually just avoiding talking about it. But when I have to address it, and sometimes I do, that's still my argument, yes.
Okay.
I don't even remember who he was traded for.
That was actually
Yofri Rodriguez, player to be named later, and the comp pick. The comp pick is the key. No one cares about the
balance
comp.
Round A, Paul. You're okay with that?
You know that
you
was
of actually... all people. Wait, I'm getting lectured on this by Paul Imig. What is I? This isn't even
pocket protector, Paul.
It's because Priester's still young enough where there's development. It's like it's not like he traded for a 36-year-old pitcher. He still has development ahead of him. You get $1 million if you're right. Nothing if you're wrong. The Brewers' season concludes with what outcome?
Oh, they'll lose in the first round. But
correct.
So $1 million, that honestly, swear that is your true answer?
If I could win $1 million based on the outcome, I would predict that, yes.
Betting on anything else would make me so angry I'd kill myself after the fact, even if I, you know.
Okay. I'm going to bet on what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But can't wait.
What if you get $1 million that they lose in the first round and you bet on that? Or $3 million that they get to the World Series?
I would say, like, I'm so happy I've just made $1 million.
Grant is pausing.
Same.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we found the ceiling of your optimism, and it's...
Look, if they go get Eugenio Suarez and they have, like, a second legitimate bat in this lineup...
But tell me how that would work out. Where is he, like, how and where is he playing?
I don't know. I'm not paid enough to make
this. Hey, who's to say? We're mistaken. Grant.
Yes.
We're mistaken.
What? We're mistaken?
We could get a bye.
Oh, I suppose. Does that count, though? This seems like we're focusing on the wrong thing.
You know what? I mean, you guys are the gambler. Well, Bart's the gambler. You tell me how that would play out if it was like, well, you weren't wrong, but you also weren't right.
You just say they would lose in the first series that they participate in would probably be my bet.
Maybe that's just a, okay.
I don't know. Eugenio Suarez has 35 home runs. I think you can find a place for him to hit and contribute. DH him. I don't care.
Where does Yelich play then?
Yelich is not 77 years old. He's capable of playing left field every once in a while.
Have you seen his defensive metrics?
I don't believe in defensive metrics. We already discussed this. Except for the Isaac Collins ones, because those are really good. I believe in the defensive metrics that help my agendas, and the rest of them are.
By the way, I'll just ask you this, just for trivia. Grant, you can go first. We did the position players for the Brewers based on Fangraphs WAR. Who do you think are the top two in order? Get it. You have to get it in order to get it right for the Brewers pitching staff in WAR this season. Fangraphs WAR.
F WAR. All that stuff is calculated.
But I guess it's just my way of asking. Who would you guess?
Sure, I know, but like
Uribe.
No,
it's got to be a starter.
I mean, Mears has led the McGill? Team in appearances.
Not McGill. McGill is 4. Uribe is 6.
I mean, Freddie. I mean, Freddie. Probably,
Freddie's number maybe. 1. 2.3 FWAR.
Mears number 2?
Mears is 3.
Priester?
Is 5.
Is it a starter or a reliever?
Starter.
Is it Miz?
No, he doesn't pitch enough.
I was going to say. Not Quintana.
It's on his eighth.
Is it Chad Patrick still?
Chad Patrick. Yeah,
of course it is.
2.0 for his foire.
Oh, his foire.
I don't know if it's actually. I was just kind of being a shit about it.
No.
What do you think are some other big topic items that we should at least give lip service to?
I was going to say, but just for a quick minute, but by the next time we do this, training camp starts.
Well, training camp, doesn't it start tomorrow?
Yes. The Packers back at the practice field.
The Packers?
The Packers moved to the Don Hutson Center today with some rainstorms in the area or because of the potential heat wave.
I know one of the most annoying, annual things is I can't believe it's already training camp season.
I just can't believe it, though. I mean,
where'd the summer go?
Yeah.
No, but having said that.
Now, one of the conspiracy theories is that time is speeding up, Paul.
It does feel that way.
And also, as you get older. Right. It's twofold, though. I don't think that we live in the same universe that we did when I think something happened. Either that CERN, they're messing with the nuclear molecules over in Switzerland, or there's some theory that something happened in like 89. Something is wrong. Let me just say that. Something is wrong. We're not. Or maybe it's me. Did you hear this story? I don't know if it was true, but it would be fucked up if it was. This guy got into a big accident, went to the hospital, and then got out of it, lived his life, married somebody, had a kid. And then he started noticing that there was something fucked up with one of the lamps in his house.
Oh, God. Is this a real story?
I don't know. I heard it, but I don't know the origin of it.
I'm not liking it.
And he started to be, really bothered by it. And it eventually, consumed him. Oh, and his wife's like, what are you doing? He goes, something is wrong with this. And then, it got him detached from the kid. He lost his job. And eventually he goes, holy fuck. This is not real. And then he woke up from his coma all the way back to that accident, imagined his wife, imagined his son, who never was real, WandaVision style. I don't know. It's a fucked up story.
I hate this.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you just woke up
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
Well, I just saw Interstellar, so that freaked me out the other way.
I've never never will watch it.
It's overrated. Don't listen to what everybody says. It's not that good.
It's not even about it being overrated. There's a certain subject matter that I cannot emotionally tolerate.
It's not even a top three Christopher Nolan movie statement, but
there's certain topics I can't. And I know what that one is, and I can't.
Everyone's always like, it's the greatest movie. It's like, it's not even, Christopher Nolan has five movies that are better.
Christopher Nolan is my favorite director. And
also, I've stopped saying I rewatched a movie. I started to say I revisited this film, and it's really helped me feel
you
more
pretentious fuck.
Right now, after seeing Superman, I'm discovering Peacemaker.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch that?
No. I mean, I don't really want to watch John Cena do stuff.
Do you know what I've watched one episode of Peacemaker, season one. And my initial thought was, fucking Cena's a good actor now.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think he's a good actor.
I've seen that one scene that, all the reels say he improvised in Peacemaker, where he just listed off 30 names. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I
couldn't even give you much more reference than that. Fantastic Four has 89% initial Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Do you know James Gunn was married to Jenna Fisher?
A long time ago, when she was 20, right? Yeah, I did know that.
He was the original boy.
James Gunn put her in one of his early movies. I remember seeing it 25 years ago.
Blades of Glory?
No, before, well before Blades of Glory, before The Office. Yeah.
Yeah, now he's married to some chicken Peacemaker who's 20 years younger than him. And James Gunn really starting to look like my dad.
What girl is the Silver Surfer? Is that Jennifer Garner?
No, I don't know her name.
Is the lore is that there is more than one Silver Surfer, right?
I don't know. But you never used to be a female.
That's I'm literally asking, like, are there more than one Silver Surfer? Is that why? Is that the story?
I think there's just one. I don't know. I never read the comics. I just know the movies, including the one where he goes,
"Oh, it's
got to say, it's pretty fantastic." Say that again. I said it's fantastic. The Fantastic Four.
Was that Sean Connery?
2008.
That was the 2015 movie that sucked.
That one that everyone's.
But now people are going back and liking the Chris Evans, Jessica Alba.
Well, those are the ones that I knew the best, obviously, because they came out during a certain time period of my early 20s. But that, yeah, the follow up was called Rise of the Silver Surfer, and then
yeah.
Are you gonna go this weekend? Do you have tickets?
I'm going Thursday at 2:00.
That's the Bart time.
Yep.
Kid or no kid?
No kid.
Are you gonna, like, if it passes, like, the he's old enough for this test?
He doesn't want to watch these movies.
Oh yeah, okay.
He'd rather watch on YouTube guys dress up like the Avengers and fight.
YouTube Shorts is big. As someone without a current TV in their bedroom, I really, there's a lot of good entertainment on YouTube if you just know how to work the things.
Although he's on a 2-week YouTube ban, that was his punishment for running across the street without looking into traffic the other day. Oh, that was fucking sweet, dude.
Man, we just used to get a belt on our behind, and now we have our iPads taken away. It's good to hear what this world's coming to.
That's the type of story, though, Bart, that gets you a whole extra counseling session, isn't it?
Yeah, again, I feel like I've hit a wall with that. I don't know what to do now.
Are you taking your meds?
No, I got back off of them.
You idiot.
I just forget about it.
Fucking set a daily alarm. I'm honestly pissed. What are you doing?
I got my meds. Well, if I take them, they make me tired.
So what? Take them at night.
I'm already on no sleep. No sleep. That was Kramer.
Do I need to? I'm going to set an alarm.
And you're going to text me?
Yes.
Okay.
Cheers. I feel like Dr. House these days. I'm walking around the office popping pills, and I'm using my crutch to open elevators.
How did you talk about your injury publicly?
On my show, yeah, but I'm sick of talking about it. I broke my foot. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. How long are you hobbled, though?
What's the official? Like a month.
Okay.
I don't know. Where do I have to go? What do I have to do? It's fine. I'm off the crutch, though. Now I'm just hobbling.
Anywho. But the crutch, try a walking stick.
Also, wasn't the crutch, like, cool?
Yeah, but you'd be shocked to know, Paul, it does get old rather quickly. Everyone told me I should get a scooter. I said I'd rather.
Oh, like with one knee up?
Yeah. Matt LaFleur used one of those when he blew his Achilles.
I had to use one of those for a little while after a torn hamstring.
No shame. Well, okay, Chris Middleton. How'd you tear your hammy?
Flag football.
Oh, good for you.
All right.
My glorious athletic accomplishment. I had an interception, went to go back the other way, and boop! Down I go.
Well, this was a joy.
Fleeting moments of joy in your life. I'm glad that we provided each other one.
I hope someone messages you, Bart, and says, "Oh, you really enjoyed that? Why did you enjoy that? You shouldn't be enjoying just a simple conversation."
Can't do it.
What is happiness? It's a moment before you need more happiness.
Yeah. This dopamine culture.
I got my dopamine and my serotonin hits. My deposits. All right.
A pleasure it was, gentlemen, as always.
Goodbye, friends.
Thank you both for stopping. Into the Winklerverse.
High interest debt is one of the toughest opponents you'll face. Unless you power up with a SoFi personal loan. A SoFi personal loan could repackage your bad debt into one low fixed rate monthly payment. It's even got super speed, since you could get the funds as soon as the same day you sign. Visit SoFi.com/power to learn more. That's SOFI.com/POWER. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891.